the Kinnikinick River in Milwaukee is the second Wisconsin site where federal Great Lakes Legacy Act money has been mixed with state funds to try to bring about a cleanup. The first project was near Lake Superior. At the Kinnikinick, dredging operations scooped into the river's sediment and hauled out 1,200 pounds of pollutants known as PCBs and 13,000 pounds of a petroleum byproduct. EPA Great Lakes senior advisor Cameron Davis was asked if the river, which is sometimes known as the KK, is now fishable and swimmable.
Well, it's a process. It's gonna be more fishable and more swimmable than it was before the KK River cleanup project.
The EPA also says about a dozen bowling balls were hauled out of the river. The dredged material was taken to a special disposal site near Lake Michigan. The state of Wisconsin and the EPA say they continue to talk about other potential Legacy Act collaborations, including possibly along Lincoln Creek in Milwaukee. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.